You know, I remember one time I was in high school, and they always would bring in these sort of study hack experts. And one of the things they told us was, if you're at home, you know, this is how they talk to kids because they think that's how it's very relatable. If you're at home, bro, and you're studying, what you can do is you can spray your exam notes with a scent, and then you can wear the scent in the exam. Isn't that twisted? Isn't that cool? And apparently, it's scientifically proven. It's interesting. There's a guy in Canberra, Clancy Baxter, who sort of makes his own perfume, also hosts his own parties, combines them, turns art into smells. It's all like, it's just, yeah, it's hard to explain. So I figured, look, let's let young Clancy do it himself. Clancy, how you doing?
Yeah, very good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks. Absolutely no worries at all. I got to ask, so basically what you're doing is you make your own perfume. You graduated from Perfumers World, one of the like top institutes in the world. And essentially, is it what you're doing? How are you combining these perfumes that you make with these parties that you're hosting?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I got my official certification in perfume about a year ago now, but I have been working on perfume since I was about 14, actually. And my formal university training was actually in essentially electronic music. I went to UTS for almost 3 years.
Yeah, right.
And I loved electronic music, and I went to DubSpot, a really, really well-known institute in New York where I studied there as well for music. And I don't know, the more I got involved with music, the sort of in tandem, I got my passion back for perfume after having it when I was a young sort of teenager growing up in Canberra. And I was finding that I was doing both the art forms at the same time, but I had to literally do them in two different rooms. I would drop the, you know, the pipette and pick up the controller, and it was a very, very split and separated process for me.
Yeah.
And the more I thought about it, it really sounded nuts at first, but I sort of said, well, wouldn't it be a dream if I could make them in tandem, if I could do it all at once, combine the two art forms that at the time seemed really, really disconnected to me. And it's funny, in less than a year, I was hosting events in Canberra, and I managed to sort of self-actualize it quite quickly. But that's a brief rundown of how it happened.
Yeah, and so if you're going into one of your Sonic Alchemy parties, what are we experiencing? Is it basically you just spray the room full of perfume and then you dance, or what's going on?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but it's definitely more structured. I would have an hour to an hour and a half, and I would break it up into sections or themes, and like one section would be devoted to jazz, and the next section would be devoted to Brazil and sort of South American influences. And I would actually create a set, musical set, with that sort of cultural influence or stylistic influence. And I would also hand create a perfume to match with that style. It would move through this, narrative structure where you actually end up seeing, you know, 4 to 5 different perfumes and all this like amazing variety of music all in one spot. But it's very, very structured and has that real journey feel, I think, as well.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
And luckily also we just started working with visual artists. So it's three multi-sensory influences in an entire show now, where I work hand-in-hand with a visual artist to bring and emphasize the scent and the sound thing as a visual actualization, really helps.
Well, that's cool. I think, I mean, me personally, I know for me, like, I remember when I went to the Vivid Festival, the thing I liked the most was there was this one display where they sort of had these three projections, and you had these headphones and you would flick them to each setting on the headphones had a different track, and your job was to sort of work out what track matched what image or what the video projection on the thing. And it kind of reminds me of that. Like, I much prefer art that sort of, you got a bit of a, there's a point to it. Not, no, that sounds really bad, but you know, like you sort of, you have like a, you got to sort of, you can actually get amongst it rather than sort of just sit there and go, oh, yes. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. Did you find that sort of one of the appeals of what you're doing?
I think so. It's also one of those things that it's a very, I find people taking really, really different things and individual parts of it into their own experiences and into their own memories. And it's a really interesting way that everyone interacts with all the different themes and all the different scents, completely separated to how I had thought. And that's the beauty of it. And you're right. It's not, it's very, very interactive. It's hard to be in there and not be really, really attracted and alarmed at what's happening.
Yeah, right.
I've even had people come up to me and say, you know, at the start coming in, they really, really were certain that it was a gimmick, very, very novel sort of gimmick.
Mm.
And as soon as it starts, it's as if they, like, as they're explaining it, they stop being able to put words to it, because there's this moment where when things come together, you lose the separation in between different senses, and it's actually as if you're this sort of, you're on this train where it's, everything is connecting, and there are all these different references and themes and emotions that mean so much to different people. It's quite powerful now.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got you finally. I know the other day I was walking just in like the city or whatever, and I could smell someone's cologne or perfume, whatever it was, meters, you know, a long time before I saw them. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but what do you think makes good? What are you looking for in a perfume? How do you sort of sit there and go, you know what, I want to make something that smells like a beach? How does that actually sort of work? What makes a good perfume in your eyes?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's very much about doing things that I think are a little bit left of center. I think it's really about being able to pull a unique idea together and kind of do it in a way where your intention is very, very clear, right even before you've made it, in a way where you can picture what it will smell like even before you've started the creative process.
Mm.
But in a good perfume, and that what I would look for is just something that is very, very refined and sort of is instantly recognizable and beautiful to anyone, even the people who, you know, would never associate themselves with perfume. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's good to have that variety and accessibility, I think.
Yeah, well, totally, man. It's been a fascinating chat. I'm definitely a lot more across it now. I thought it was before reading about it. I was like, what the hell is this? But it definitely, it's making sense, dude. I'm keen to check it out. It's going to be at 107 Projects in Redfern, 28th of October, right, if you're keen to check it out. And Clancy, again, thank you so much for your time, dude.
Thank you so much for this. This has been very fun. Yep.
There you go, Clancy Baxter, a perfume musician extraordinaire.